Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A girl is writing in a book.
B.
A girl is typing on a laptop.
C.
A girl is purchasing a book.
D.
A girl is listening to music.
Number 2. A.
A man is shaking hands with someone.
B.
A woman is writing on a whiteboard.
C.
Some people are looking at a teacher.
D.
Some people are standing up.
Number 3. A.
The woman is next to the bicycle.
B.
The man is behind the bicycle.
C.
The man is in the bicycle.
D.
The man is on the bicycle.
Number 4. A.
The horse is standing.
B.
The horse is walking.
C.
The horse is running.
D.
The horse is jumping.
Number 5. A.
They are swimming.
B.
They are jogging.
C.
They are playing basketball.
D.
They are playing volleyball.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Where is the student center?
A.
I'm a teacher.
B.
On Thursday.
C.
Down that road.
Number 2.
Could you lend me some money?
A.
That's a great idea.
B.
I have to go shopping.
C.
I'm sorry, I'm broke.
Number 3.
Is it okay if I turn on the heater?
A.
Sure, go ahead.
B.
It's a nice day.
C.
Yes, it's quite hot in here.
Number 4.
What time shall we meet?
A.
I'm glad that you came.
B.
How about 2 p.m. tomorrow?
C.
Sorry, I'm busy at the moment.
Number 5.
Excuse me, where's the nearest station?
A.
It's over there.
B.
You're welcome.
C.
Let's go.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
So, when do you have to leave? Aren't you catching a bus to New York?
Pretty soon, but I'm actually taking a train to New Jersey first, then catching a bus. The train leaves in 10 minutes.
Then we'd better hurry up. You don't want to miss your train.
It's okay. I have everything ready to go.
Number 1. Where is the man going? Number 2. What is the man doing? Number 3. How much time does the man have? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
I'm looking to buy this book for my Spanish class. Do you have it?
That book is sold out and won't be available until the end of next week.
My class starts next Monday. I need the book for class.
We notified the professor, and he said that the book isn't necessary until week 2.
Number 4. Where most likely is the man? Number 5. What happens next week? Number 6. What is mentioned about a class? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and list.
Have you signed up for classes yet?
No, not yet. Class registration doesn't begin until next Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Which classes are you taking? I'm worried that mine will be too hard.
Let me see your list. Oh, we might be in the same science class. I heard this class is very easy. But I'll help you if it's too hard.
Number 7. What is mentioned about class registration? Number 8. What is the woman worried about? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which class will they be taking together? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you interested in learning Korean? If so, come to our free classes at Hondo English Institute. Here, learning is fun. Students learn Korean with people from many different countries. Classes begin at 12 o'clock on Saturdays and 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Number 1. What kinds of classes are being offered? Number 2. What does the man say about Hondo classes? Number 3. On which day do the classes start earlier? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
Hi, I'm Gary, your new roommate for this coming semester. I'm really excited to live with you. I wanted to ask you to email me a list of things you will bring for the room. Also, I'll be moving in a week late. I will be on vacation with my family. Feel free to call me anytime to talk about the room. See you soon.
Number 4. Who is the speaker? Number 5. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Number 6. Why will the speaker move in late? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following advertisement and floor plan.
Toronto College will be participating in the upcoming college fair this weekend. Meet advisors that will help you pick out the best major for you. Visit our website and register for a specific time to meet an advisor. Our booth is located in the back of Conference Hall C, next to the seminar stage.
Number 7. What is happening this weekend? Number 8. What can listeners do on their website? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Where is Toronto College's booth located?